The Nature of Apples, written by Entangled Now and read by Eos Rose.
You, all of you, you're doomed to repeat your mistakes, Sam, always, Lucifer says sadly, and it's almost sympathy, which does nothing but make Sam angrier, because he drags him to this fake motel room every time just to tell him this, that it's inevitable, that it's meant to be, that it's humanity's role to be caught between them when they try to tear each other apart. You say that like you know, Sam says bitterly, like you could ever understand why we do the things we do. I know something about your motivations, Lucifer says quietly. I know you. Sam sets his mouth in a hard line, rejects every word of it. That's all you say, all you ever say. You watch and you know. When you can't, when you can never understand because you don't feel any of it, you can go through the motions, but you can't feel it. You don't even know how. You play at it and you use it. God, you're not afraid of using it against us, but you never once. Sam's so angry, he's shaking, and Lucifer is barely reacting. He's just stillness and curiosity, as if Sam's not making sense, but he's indulging him anyway. Sam shakes his head because he's losing this. He's losing this chance he has to convince the devil that they're worth saving, that they deserve to stay, to not be trampled and burned off the surface of the earth. But he doesn't even have a hope. Because you can't touch someone that remote. You can't touch someone who isn't there. You can't make them feel it. Sam doesn't know what to do, doesn't know how to convince him, how to make him see what it's like to be one of them. He swallows, hand shifting against his jeans, against the warmth of the material. How much do you feel in that body? Lucifer blinks at him curiously, looks down, as if to remind himself of his own skin.
Everything. I can feel everything, he says smoothly. I'm as real as you, Sam.
Sam's stomach is jerking like madness, protesting the idea he's just had, protesting his belief that it's pretty much the only option he has left. But Sam's desperate. He's fucking desperate. He reaches out, steps purposely into Lucifer's space, forward where he's always stepped back before. He inhales and leans in, all the way in, until he has the roughness of Lucifer's mouth under his own. Lucifer goes very still. Sam digs his fingers into the back of his neck, one quick, tight grip that demands he stay, that demands he feel this. Lucifer very gently relaxes into the pressure. Sam gives it a handful of seconds and then retreats, just a little.
Open your mouth, he murmurs.
Lucifer gives a tiny huff of amusement at the demand, but he obeys. Sam tightens his fingers in the trailing edge of his shirt and kisses him again. It's easier now. Steady and loose, and Lucifer accepts it all curiously. But Sam doesn't know if he can feel it, if this is anything to the devil, or if this is just Sam grinding himself further into the dirt, losing everything when all he's trying to do is save everyone. Lucifer's mouth is warm, but it's entirely passive. Sam makes an unhappy sound and pulls away. Lucifer's hand stops him. It holds him there, expression curious and confused. His fingers push Sam's hair off his face, one slow, considering movement. He eases him close again, and Sam takes a quick, shaky breath, but doesn't resist, doesn't stop him. He doesn't stop Lucifer from pulling him back, from finding his mouth again. The kiss isn't passive anymore. Lucifer pushes Sam's mouth open with his own, slides his tongue inside. It's not slow or hesitant. It's forceful. It's possessive and demanding, a shiver of roughness like Lucifer has a right to kiss him, like Sam has shown him that he has a right. It makes Sam want to pull away, to resist that ownership that he's been fighting all along. But he forces himself to stay. He forces himself to show him. Lucifer lets Sam go, eventually, reluctantly, so he can take quick, shaky breaths.
Sam?
It's a question that's lost somewhere. Lucifer's eyes are dark and sharp, and his mouth is wet, and it sounds like he's asking Sam everything. Sam forces down the painful, horrified part of him that says this is a bad idea, everything that tells him this is wrong. He pushes Lucifer's shirt out of the way.
You want to know why we do the things we do, Sam says harshly.
His shaking hand turns and pulls at the button and zipper of his jeans. He knows he's not going to have to work at this, because Lucifer is already a line of hardness against his sliding fingers. He follows it down, fingers pushing into Lucifer's boxer shorts, shoving them down out of the way and touching. There's a sharp inhale. Sam ignores it and wraps his hand around the steady hardness of him, and then gives one slow, experimental pull. Sam swears and lifts his hand to his mouth, licks a wet stripe across his palm and fingers before dropping it again, and the new, slicker grip makes it easier, makes it better. He slides it there carefully, slow and dirty, and he hates himself just a little when Lucifer's next breath is mostly shock. The devil's fingers dig into his wrist, a sharp edge of unexpected pain, forcing him to a stop. Sam watches his face, watches him breathe, slow and ragged. His eyes are cast down, like he can't look at him, like he doesn't know how. Sam's shaking ever so slightly, because he thinks he's doing something that's a special sort of reckless stupidity, and he has no idea how Lucifer is going to react to it. None at all.
Do you want me to stop? He asks, as flatly as he can manage.
Though there's a catch in his voice. He tells himself it's adrenaline, it's stupid, reckless insanity. And then Lucifer's hand slides free, and Sam's hand is moving again in quick, wet slides. Lucifer's mouth is relaxed and open, making low, impossible noises. Sam's other hand finds his waist, fingers slipping under the lowered edge of his jeans to dig into his skin. He turns him, makes the angle easier, makes the wall behind Lucifer a brace, and when he hits it, they end up so much closer than before. So close it's almost awkward, close enough that Lucifer could turn his head. He does, and the kiss is messy. Lucifer half lost in sensation, and Sam certain that he doesn't want to, that he's suffering this because he has to. Lucifer's hand is in his hair, like he thinks Sam will change his mind and slip away, like all the devil wants is to keep him there. Sam presses in, hand tight and slick and quick. He slides his thumb through the slickness at the head of Lucifer's cock and then tightens his grip. The kiss becomes something harder, less tidy. It's desperate and messy and human, and this is what Sam wants him to feel. Everything about this. The hand tightens in his hair, hard enough to hurt, and there's a shocked burst of air against his mouth. It's followed by a broken half-push, and then warmth sliding down over his fingers. One messy shudder that turns into a push, and a long groan. It catches and dies in something horribly close to a sob, like Lucifer is ruined completely.
Sam!
It's quiet, shocked. Sam's so surprised he lets go, stumbles back, hand sliding on the material of his jeans, swallowing convulsively and trying to breathe in the too small room. Certain, suddenly, that this was wrong, that he never should have touched. He's awake. staring at the damp, marked ceiling of their motel room. He can hear Dean snoring on the other side of the room. His own arousal is a low, solid ache under the sheets, guilty and hungry and impossible to ignore. The end.